You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day, and we magnify the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who shed his precious blood. He left his throne in heaven, reduced himself to the nature of the fallen man, or the state of the fallen man, came that low, and then paid a dear sacrifice for us so that we could become joint heirs with him in glory. So we praise our Lord for his mercies upon our lives this anointed Tuesday, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Today we are here to pray, and one act of humility is to submit yourself to prayer. To submit oneself to prayer. It implies that, Lord, I can't do this, I can't live by myself. I need your help. Vain is the help of man. It is only the Lord whose help is strong enough. Only God is strong enough to help any man. So today, this Anointed Tuesday, we are praying based on God's word. So the title or the focus of our prayer today is anointed to draw souls to Jesus. Anointed to draw souls to Jesus. We know that Jesus gave his command that his disciples should go into the world preaching the gospel. The command he gave to the 12, we have received. And we must go preaching the gospel in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, baptizing those that hear and give their lives to Christ Jesus. This is what we must do. We are saved to get others saved. And so we are anointed to draw souls to Jesus. Many people say, oh, pray that the Lord's anointing would come upon me. Pray that I want to receive the anointing. I want to receive the anointing. To be empowered by the Holy Spirit, there are reasons for it. It's not just because you're a believer or covet the gifts. So anytime, oh, I just need the anointing there. It's for a reason. We are anointed to draw souls to Jesus. In John 12:32, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. That's Jesus speaking. We lift him up, he draws the men unto himself. It is our duty to lift him up so that men can see and know that he is Lord. And he, by the power of the Holy Spirit, through his saving grace, draws them to him. Now, true anointing leads people to Jesus, not to personalities. In our music, word, and deed, we must point hearts to the Savior. So we must not be self-seeking, trying to promote ourselves, putting our names there where the name of Christ Jesus must be placed. We must not put our names there. We must not put our images there where the name of our Lord Jesus Christ should be, where he should be seen. We should not place ourselves there. We should not make ourselves the hope of mankind where Jesus must be the hope of mankind. We are channels. We are not the end to which men must reach. We are only channels. We are vessels. And the fact that men may want to worship us, or men may want to obey anything we say because of the anointing they see upon us, it doesn't mean we should take advantage of that. We must be very careful to ensure that we stay or remain as channels, as agents, and never as the source of anything for mankind. We are only agents of the gospel. We are only channels through which Jesus touches their lives or draws men unto himself. It is a very important area where humility must be at its full, or humility must be full, where we have nothing of ourselves in us, but Christ must have total control, having total free will, doing his own thing through our lives for him to be glorified, not us. And as Jesus is glorified, he in turn shares what he has with us. So our first prayer today, from John 3:30, as John declared, that Jesus must increase, but I, John, I must decrease. Our first prayer is in this regard. Lord, let everything I do decrease me and increase you in Jesus' name. Let every testimony I have decrease me and increase you. Let every blessing I have decrease me and increase you. Let every relationship I have decrease me and increase you. Let everything that I have, Lord, and everything that I do decrease me and increase you. Let's lift up our voices. Passionately pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything I do, Lord, in everything I do, Lord, be Lord, let me decrease so that you increase. Increase so I decrease. Increase so I decrease. Increase so I decrease. Increase so I decrease. Increase, so I decrease. Rebebe kebebe kazabaraba ya do 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 boche bebe. Aya bebe ya kebebe ya bebe ya bebe. Aya babra baba borebe kebebe ya be. Eya terere ya bebe ya ne. Aya shabaraba ya baraba ya bakabaraba. Aya baraba ya do 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 ya be. Aya terere be. Rebebe kebebe. Aya terere bebe. I am the ever in all we do, in all we do, in all we do, in all we do, Lord. Lord, we pray that, Lord, cause us to decrease, that you may increase. Increase, Lord, that we decrease. Increase, Lord, that we decrease. Increase, Lord, that we decrease. In the name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. We are praying, Father in heaven, keep my focus on directing people to the only mediator between God and man, who is Christ Jesus. Keep my focus on directing people to the Savior. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, grant us the grace not to direct people to ourselves, not to direct people to ourselves, not to place ourselves where Lord Christ must be. Lord, but Lord, let us to give total preeminence to Christ in the name of Jesus. I am the day, 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 I am the day Let us not be the last stop. Let us not be the end point. Lord, make us channels in the name of Jesus. Channels, Lord, channels, Lord, channels, Lord, of your blessing, of your glory, of your power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Only channels, only channels, only channels, only channels. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our last prayer. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. No other name, no other name, no other name, no other title, no other name. No other name given under, given on the earth and under the heavens. No other name under heaven given among men. So it doesn't matter what your name is. It doesn't matter as a pastor, as a prophet. It does not matter. There is only one name. One name by which there can be salvation. So we are praying from Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Father in heaven, I exalt the name of Jesus alone, above every other name, as the only saving name that is able to save man in Jesus' name. Before we pray this prayer, because this is a prayer of worship, exalting the name of Jesus Christ. Before we pray this prayer, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, I'm inviting you to do that right now, because it's about having a relationship, being restored back, that relationship that man lost, to have that relationship restored back unto God. So this goes through Christ Jesus. You need to believe in your heart and also confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And from that point on, you are the Lord's and he is yours. The relationship is restored back and you have access to eternal life, being with our Father in heaven and not cast out to hell. So just say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies bestowed upon my life. Give me the opportunity to, Lord, dedicate my life to you. This day, I commit my life completely and wholly to you. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, come into my heart. Lord, direct my life, Lord, even into pleasing you. And Lord, as I do this, grant me the grace also to become a witness for your glory and to let others know about you. I give you all the glory and the praise in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. So we are praying right now, exalting the name of Jesus above every other name, in Jesus' name. Let's begin to pray as we also move into worship shortly. We exalt your name. We let your name be exalted above every other name, Lord, according to your word in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Let your name be exalted, O Lord. Let thy name be exalted. There is no other name, no other name, no other name, no other name under the heavens given among men, no other name by which man can be saved. Lord, no other name, no other name, no other name by which man can be healed. No other name by which man can be saved from sin. No other name by which man can be delivered. No other name, no other name. In Jesus' name, let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
Oh, come, let us adore. Please contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us 2026-0009090. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.